2004.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, it's on the Aleph and Beis, 10 by 14 lines in the bottom, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Pesach Matzah Umarar, Borish and Chayvo, Mikam Ve'elach Rishos. So until now we were talking about the Karban Pesach. This Brisa talks about all three. It says Pesach Matzah Umarar, on the Rishon is a Chayvo, but over here Rishon doesn't mean Pesach Rishon, but rather means the first day of Yontiv. Mikam Ve'elach, the rest of Yontiv is a Rishos. Rabbi Shimon says, "Ba'anashim chayvah, but nashim rishos." Even that which you said, "Barishan chayvah," is only for men. For women, it's a rishos. So says the Gemara, "Hey, that which the Tanakhama said, mikam ve'edach rishos." On what is he talking about? Ilei ma pesach. If he's referring to the current pesach, pesach kol shiva mi'ika. It's not even a rishos to eat it the rest of the yomtiv. Then the next morning, it's already nice. You can't eat it the rest of the yomtiv. The Ela Matzamara must be his own by Matzamara. Then Matzamara, the rest of the Yontav is a Rishos. Ema Seifa, if that's the case, let's say the Seifa. It means if the Tanakhama, when he said Mekam Ve'edach Rishos, was referring to Matzamara, so the passage is when Shimon said, Ba'anashim Chayv Ben'ashim Rishos, he was referring to the same Matzamara that the Tanakhama was referring to. So Ema Seifa, Rabbi Shimon, Aimer Ba'anashim Chayv Ben'ashim Rishos, Vichilasa, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of that which we darshin, Hadar Abelezer, Noshim Chayavas Vachilas Matzah Tavartoy, that Mida Raisa, a woman is Mechuyu to eat Matzah the Pesach night. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Leisechol Alav Chomet Shivas Yomim, Teichol Alav Matzah. You cannot eat Matzah, you cannot eat Chomet, and for 7 days you have to eat Matzah. So the Pasuk is being Makish, Achilas Chomet to Achilas Matzah. Kol Sheyeshim Vaal Teichol Chomet, any person who's Mechuyu in Achilas Chometz, Yeshna Bukum Achol Matzah is Mechuyev in Achilas Matzah. The Hani Nashim, these ladies eat Hoyel V'Yeshna Baal Teichol Chometz, since they're included in the Lav of Baal Teichol Chometz, because even though Mitzvah Sastations, Zman Grama, they're Pater from, but Mitzvah Sloises say they're Chayev in all of them, even if it's Zman Grama. Plus, we had a Joshua before, earlier in our Mesachta, to make sure not to darshan the Hekesh the other way, to say that all, even ladies are included in Achilas Chametz. So once we know that ladies are included in Achilas Chametz, so therefore, Yeshem Bekuma Chomatzah, they're automatically included in the Chiyuv of Achilas Matzah, in spite of the fact that it's a Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama. So how could you say that Rav Shimon says, B'noshem Mishos, Ela Ema, so therefore you have to add a little bit into the Brisa and say as follows. Pesach Matzah Umar B'Rishon Chayvo Mikam Ve'elach Rishos. The Tanakhama says, Pesach Matzah Umar on the first day of Pesach is a Chayv, the rest of the Yom Tov is a Rishos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Pesach, you have to stick in that word, so you should know that Rabbi Shimon is not referring to the same Matzah Umar that the Tanakhama is referring to when he said Mikam Ve'elach, but rather he's referring to the current Pesach, and he says, Pesach, Ba'anoshim Chayvo, even on the first day, the current Pesach, is only a chayv for the men, b'noshim rishos, and that's Reb Shimon the Shitasai, that we had three shitas on yesterday's Gemara. Reb Shimon's shita was, even in Pesach Rishon, ladies are only rishos, they're not a chayv. Says the Mishnah, Einin.
Doesn't answer the question from Rebbe Lazin.
Yeah, because he wasn't talking about Matzah Mara. Matzah Mara is taka chayv.
That's only matzah.
Right, but Pesach is the current Pesach. It will be a rishos.
So it's a chayv, but not it's a chayv all 7 days, or it's Matzah Mara.
No, just the first night. Even by men, it's only a chayv the first night.
Got it.
Says the Mishnah, Einan toiv of eichlas pischad arav in Einan. If he didn't become tummy from his mesa, obviously, so even though he can't eat kachim that day, he can go to the mikvah, and this, that he goes to the mikvah, is not really tummy. This is a chumr darabonon. The Gemara in Chagiga, the Mishnah in Chagiga, mentions different chumrs that we had, 11 chumrs that we had by kachim that we don't have by other things. One of them is that someone who's in a situation that he can't eat kachim, let's say like an einin or a mechusa kippurim, so even though they're tar, they still have to go to the mikvah a second time now that they become able to eat kachim in order to be able to eat kachim. So einan, he could be tayvel, he can go to the mikvah and eat the karm pesach that night. Avaloi bekachim, but he can't eat other karmonis. And the reason behind this is the Gemara explains, it's actually a machloikis But the Gemara in Zvachim, there's a machlokes if Aninus Laila is the Raisa or Aninus Laila is the Rabbanon. Meaning to say, if a person, Rachman Otzlan, loses one of his Krivim on Sunday, so Sunday day, that's Midaraisa Anainin. What about Sunday night? The night following the day of his Aninus. So one Mandamar holds that the night is also the Raisa. The other Mandamar holds, no, Aninus Laila is only the Rabbanon. Now,
why did he go down?
Because Aninus in the Torah is only for one day.
It's not a
one day.
That's only Midrabanan. And first of all, two things. Barak is asking, it's not until the burial. First of all, two things. That which is until the burial is only Midrabanan. Midrise is only that first day.
Uh-huh.
And number two is it makes an afkamina the other way. If someone dies Sunday morning and was buried Sunday afternoon, he's still an einin midaraisa, meaning not an einin as far as not making brachas are concerned, but he still has avelus midaraisa till the end of that first day, even after the kvura.
Even after the kvura?
Right, yes. Meaning to say he cannot eat kachim till that night, or kachim we'll see soon till the next morning, but he has a din of an aval daraisa for that first day, even after the kvura. But the following night, so that's a machloekis. So that Sunday night, according to one man number, Anidas Laila is the Raisa. That means to say, even if the mace was buried Sunday afternoon, Sunday night he could still not eat kachim. According to the other man number, Anidas Laila is the Rabbanon. That means Mida Raisa, once it says he could eat kachim. It's only a Xerid Rabbanon, not the kachim.
It doesn't Yom Tov break.
No, it breaks only because it breaks only the Rabbanon things. It does not break Aninus.
So Ninus, they were still
right.
So we said that it's machlokes if at night.
Right. So we're gonna get to that. So that's the machlokes in Tzvachim. So coming to us, our Mishnah obviously holds like the Manda Amar Aninus Laila is the Rabbanon. And therefore, it says as follows. As far as Karban Pesach is concerned, we let the chiv of Karban Pesach push away the Aninus Derabbanan, and therefore we allow him to eat from the Karban Pesach that night. However, any other karban, let's say the Chagigas Yedalit, or any other karban that was brought that he wants to eat that night, legabi that, it's not Deiche, and therefore, Midrabbanan, he can't eat the other karban that night. And that's why the Mishnah says he could be Taibu Vaychos Pisle Larav Avalei B'Kachim. He could eat his Karban Pesach that night, but he cannot eat other Kachim. Hashemei Al Mesa, somebody who hears that he lost one of his relatives, and we're talking about when it's a Shmur Rechoika, meaning if a person doesn't, which was obviously much more common in those days before they had easy ways of communication, if someone hears that one of his relatives was Nifter and it was more than 30 days after the Petira, so there's only Avelus of one day, and even that one day is only a Mixus Yom Kikuli of one day. So, and even that's only Midrabanan, and they weren't goes around the night for that, for the following night. Vamalakit Layat Samas, and the same thing is someone who moves the bones, the body of one of his krovim, let's say they were buried in one place and for whatever reason they want to move the kvura to a different place. Someone's buried in Eretz Yisrael, in America, they want to move the kvura to Eretz Yisrael, whatever the case may be. So on the day that they are malakat at some ways, that also there's a din of avelus derabanan, but it's only by day and not by night, and therefore in these two cases, toivu v'aichol v'kachim. So therefore, you not only could he be toivu and eat that night Karban Pesach, but even regular kachim he could eat that night because they were only geyser on the day itself. They weren't geyser on the following night. Gershin is geyer b'erev Pesach. A ger who's megayer on erev Pesach. So now that he's a yid, he goes to the mikvah and he could eat the Karban Pesach tonight, day number one that he's a Jew. They still let him know. Ha'parishmen arla ke'parishmen akemer. Someone who is parish from arla, he. Part of his gerus process is he's getting a milah. So now that he got a milah, he's keparish min hakever. He has the din of parish min hakever, as if he touched the mace, that he's not going to be tar to eat Karban Pesach for 7 days. So if he is misgar on erev Pesach, there's no way that he can eat the carbon that night. And we'll see why in the Gemara. My time up. So says the Gemara, what's the reason of the ratio of the Mishnah that an Einan could eat his Karban Pesach but he cannot eat other karchim. So like we explained, kasav aninus lila derabonon, he holds that aninus of the night following the day is only midarabonon, not midaraisa. Therefore, it's up to Chazal, Heimamu veHeimamu, to push aside their iser when they so choose. V'gabi Pesach lo yimidu divrei b'makom kor. So v'gabi Pesach, we're not eating the carbon Pesach, would be an asteshiyesh by kareis. So over there, they were lo yimidu divreiim, and they said you're allowed to eat the carbon Pesach. Gabi kachim hemidu divrei b'makom asay. By other achilas kachim, which is only an asay, there's no kares for not eating kachim. It's just an asay of v'achloisam. So to Kedetiv Mekayim and Asay alone, they were Hamidu Devrein, they didn't push their Isser aside, and they put their foot down, and they said that the Ark Zera stands, even B'mokim and Asay of Achilas Kachin. Hashemei Al-Meisai. Someone, who, we said, someone who heard a Shmur Rechek about his mace, or someone who was Malakin at some mace, so they can go to the Mikveh and eat Kachim, even regular Kachim, that night. It sounds like Malakad Atzamas means he himself moved the kever. So if he himself moved the kever, then he's Tamim Ace. He should need Azal Shlishi Yushri. He should be Tamim for 7 days, and he should need Azal from the Paraduma. And for the Gemara, Ema Shalikdu Lo Atzamas. Not that he was Malakad, not that he himself gathered, but rather that they gathered for him. He hired someone to do it for him. So he himself never became Tamim. He just has that one din of Avilus. One day of Avedos Midrabanon, but he himself never became Tamei, and therefore as soon as that's over, he's able to eat Kachim.
Didn't you say that Mitzvah Yom Kulayifai
there? Right, so we do, it's a very interesting thing. It seems that over here that the Mitzvah Yom Kulayifai Gabi, the Niyug of Avedos of, let's say, you know, wearing shoes and all those other things, but Abba became, for the rest of the day, he's not allowed to eat Kachim until that night. Sounds like that's the way they were Gezer. Which is interesting, but that's what it seems from our Gemara.
I don't remember what it was. That somebody got up and dafka put on his shoes.
Right. We had that all the way in our beginning of our Masechta. Rav Chiya, bedafka.
Right.
He took off his shoes for a minute, and bedafka went to the Merchitz to show that it's only a mixes Yom Kippur. But wherever you have mixes Yom Kippur, let's say another on the seventh day also, the mixes Yom Kippur only helps the Gabi the Hanhokas of Avelis. Not is a Rechitza, is a Nilas a sandal, and so on, but it's sitting on the ground. But it's not going to. Lemaisa, he's still a novel that day, Midarabanan, and he would still not be allowed to eat Kachin. Gershon is Geir. Amar Rabbi Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Machlek is Ba'aril Nachri. That which Beis Hillel said, HaParish Min Ha'aril HaParish Min HaKever, that's only a guy who's having a bris as part of his Gerus. The Beis Hillel Savar, the Beis Hillel holds Gezer Hashem Yitma L'Shana Haba. The reason why we say HaParish Min Ha'aril is HaParish Min HaKever is because we're afraid that a Ger will become Tamei the next year within 7 days of Pesach. The Yomer, and he'll say, he'll make a mistake and think, Ishtakad, last year, Milay Tavalti Vachalti, I was Tomei Mace also. Because in his mind, he knows that when he was a guy, he touched Mason.
Is the guy
Tomei? That's why Alibi the Emes is not a problem, but he doesn't realize that. That's what we're afraid he's going to make a mistake with.
Uh-huh.
He's going to think that last year I touched a Mace, and I just went to the mikvah. I touched a Mace, let's say, 10 minutes before my Gerus.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went to the mikvah, the chalti, and I was able to eat the karm pesach. So, achshav nami, so now as well, etva, let me go to the mikvah, v'oichon, let me eat. And he's not going to wait the 7 days and have parah aduma. V'lo yoda, and he's not going to realize, tishtaka nachri hava, because there was a fundamental difference. Last year you were a guy, le'mekabal tumah, so when you touched the mace, you weren't mekabal tumah, and that's why you didn't have to wait, because you weren't tumah. Achshav yisrael, but now that you're yisrael, mekabal tumah, you're capable of being mekabal tumah. And now you have to wait. So in order that he shouldn't make a mistake, so Beis Hillel was geizer that every ger for 7 days after his gerus, he should be considered tamei. And Rashi speaks out in the mission, not only is he considered tamei, he actually needs hazaf in the paraduma, in order that he should realize that Thomas Mace has 7 days and needs hazaf, and he shouldn't think that it comes off easily, it comes off just by going to the mikvah. Beis Shammai wasn't afraid that he'll make a mistake. Somehow he'll learn and he'll realize that when he's a guy, he's not Makabal Tumah, and therefore he's not going to think that Tumas Meis could be taken off like that, and therefore they were never Geiser. Aval Arul Yisrael, but a Yisrael for whatever reason was an Arul. Let's say he never had a bris till he's 20, and at 20 he had a bris. There's no din of a parish min arul like a parish min kever on a yid that if he has his bris when he's 20 years old, that he's not allowed to eat his carbon pesach for 7 days because there's no reason to be geizer over there. And we're not going to say make exer and say that an arul Yisrael after his bris cannot eat for 7 days, a gzeir ought to an arul nachri, which itself is a gzeir. And not in our Gemara, but one of the biggest riots that they bring to that is in Klai Yisrael, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they all had a bris, and right the next day they brought a Karim Pesach. And there was other times as well that many there's other stories in the Gemara, other riots that by Yid, that's the case. The people that had a bris, and right then and there, they went to eat the Karim Pesach. Tani Nami Hachi. In Mitzrayim also was technically like that, yeah, and Echrami, you're right, yeah. Ntani Nami Hachi, Arab Shimon Allah Zerma, Nechlik Ubeshamu Bezil Al Aro Yisrael Shatoiv of Oichal Pischel Erev. Bryce says it's Beferish. Shimon Allah says there's no machlokes between Beshamu Bezil about a Yid who has a bris milah that he can go to the mikveh and he catch him right away that night. Alma Nechlik, who wears the machlokes, Al Aro Nachri. An Aral who's a guy, Shami says even by a guy, he would be Tayyul Echel's Piskel Arab. And over there, we were going to that he has to wait 7 days before he could eat any kachim.
This is one of the Chumras of
Beis Halav Rishami. This is one of the Chumras of Beis Halav Rishami, yes. Amar Rava. If you learn the two Prakim of Mesach HaSidiyas, it comes out that there's tons of them. Yeah, it's tons of them. Yeah. Amar Rava. Aril Hazah V'Izemel Hamidu Divrein B'Makim Karis. Oynon Mitzayra U'Beis HaPras Lo'Yamidu Divrein B'Makim Karis. I mean, you basically coming to say that not by the Rabbanans you can't compare one to the other. There's no rules. Chazal sometimes thought to do one thing and sometimes thought to do the other thing. So by the Karim Pesach we find that Aro Hazah and Izemel, these three gzeris, Hamidu Devarim B'Makom Karis, they put their foot down and they did not allow him to eat the Karim Pesach even because of an gzeira d'Rabbanan. Whereas Einan Mitzayra Beis HaPras, which we'll explain all of these in a moment, those three gzeres midarabanan loyim midivrem b'makom karis, and they took aside, they let the chiv of Karim Pesach override the gzeres midarabanan. Aro hadamaran. What's Aro? The case we just said before. According to Beis Hillel, there's a gzera, the haparish min aro kaparish min akever, and even though it's b'makom karis, because not in the Karim Pesach is a chiv karis, nonetheless, they midivrem b'makom karis. And they weren't mevatel their gzera to allow him to eat the Karim Pesach. Hazah, what's Hazah? That we had in the sixth parak. Da'amar Mar, Hazah Shus. We said over there, Hazah, to get Hazah from the Paraduma on Shabbos, when Erev Pesach falls out to be on Shabbos, is only a Shus. And nonetheless, any Dech as a Shabbos. We do not allow him to be Dech a Shabbos, to get Hazah from the Paraduma, in order to become Tar to eat the Karim Pesach. Even though it's an Asashiyas Pekaris. Izemo, what's the case of Izemo? The Tanya, we learned in a brayso. Okay, shame. If Vina said derech v'shus ra'am, if a mayol forgot to bring the izemo, the mila knife, for a mila that's on Shabbos, so the same way that he's not allowed to carry it into v'shus ra'am because the assay of mila is not doiche the chilul Shabbos of carrying in v'shus ra'am to bring the knife, since it was ashal asayz lefnei Shabbos according to the way we pass and according to Rabbi Kiva. So you also can't carry it through a roof, through a chatzer, or through a karfif, which all of these things are not a rishus haram b'deraisa. The iser in carrying in any one of them is only midrabanan. And nonetheless, hamidu devrein b'makom karis, and we did not allow you to carry the mila knife in any one of these manners to be able to bring the knife to the baby in order to be able to do the bris mila. On the other hand, aynan, we said loyem midu devrayim. That's hadamaron. Even though there's a gzera midu abanon of aninus laila, and by other kachim he's not allowed to eat kachim that night. Nonetheless, by the karim pasach loyem midu devrayim b'makom karis, and we said that the asay of karis could be doicha the isedir abanon of aninus laila. So we see lagabe aninus it was loyem midu devrayim b'makom karis. Mitzayra, Where do we see by mitzeret lohim midu devrim b'makom karis? Mahi? The Tanya. Mitzeret shechol shmini shalai b'erev Pesach. Mitzeret, that his eighth day, right, so he has 7 days of being tamei, he does, he goes to the mikvah, he has a taklachas, and then he comes to the Beis HaMikdash on the eighth day to bring his karbonis and to have the dam put on his earlobe and on his behindness in order to become tar. So on that eighth day that he's supposed to have his tahara process, that ended up being Erev Pesach. And then on that day he became a Baal Keri, and now he's got a problem. He can't get in because he's tamei. And even if he goes to the mikvah, he's still going to be a tful yoim. So nonetheless, Taiva V'Oichol, he could go to the mikvah, he can come to do his matan b'hainos, and he's able to eat his Karban Pesach that night. And Amar Chacham, because Chazal explained, Aval Bisha Tful Yoyim Einoi Nichnas, even though normally a Tful Yoyim of a Baal Keri cannot go into the Azara of the Ezra's Noshim, meaning over here he's not going into the Azara of the Ezra's Yisrael, Ezra's kind of the Azara that's called Machzor Shkin, he's not going into anyway. He's standing by the door of Sharnikar and is only sticking his fingers in. But even the Azara of the Ezra's Noshim, a Tful Yoyim is not allowed to be, of a Baal Keri is not allowed to be there, because a Baal Keri is sent out of two Machanais. Not only is he sent out of Machan Shechina, he's even sent out of Machan Leviyah. So as long as he's a Baal Keri, he's sent out of the whole entire Harabais.
And he, is only one?
Only sent out, no, so Mitzray recalls money, he's a Mitzray, he's sent out of three Machanais. But on the eighth day, now he's Mechusar Kippurim, he's now he's only out of Machan Shechina.
Didn't you say he stands in the doorway?
Yeah, yeah.
In the doorway?
Right. Yeah, right. So that's why he could stand under the doorway, because that's still called Machna Leviyah. Uh-huh. And he, so he can go to under the doorway, because that's as far as he can go without going in. So So even though a normal Tfuyayim of a Baal Keri can't go into the Ezra's Noshim, over here he could. Because mutav yavei asei sheyesh bekaris, the lashon of the Baisa sounds like it's better that the asei sheyesh bekaris, which is the asei of karban pesach, should come v'yidche and push away asei sheyesh bekaris of shiluach machnes that is not allowed to be in machne leviyah. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but that Rabbi Yochanan explained that you're not supposed to take this Baisa at face value, that it sounds like it's an asei deraisa and the asei of karban pesach is being deich the asei deraisa of shiluach machnes. Because the Var Taira, because Mita Raisa Afilo Asay Himboy. Once he's a Tful Yoim, you're right, a real Baal Keri, that's often in the Psukim that he's sent out of two Machanis. But once he's a Tful Yoim, he took off the brunt of the Tumah. Yes, he still has some light Tumah until that evening, but that's already enough that Mita Raisa Afilo Asay Himboy, there's not even an Isra Asay to be a Machna Leviyah. He's already allowed to go into Machna Leviyah. It's only a takana drabbanon that a tful yom of a Baal Keri can't go into the Ezra's Noshim. And where do we know this? In that mark, like it says in the Psukim, Vayamid Yeshafet Bekal Yehuda of Yerushalayim. Yeshafet HaMelech got up in the Kaal of Yehuda in Yerushalayim, Beveis Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdash, Lifnei HaChatzar HaChadasha, in front of the Chatzar HaChadasha. My Chatzar HaChadasha, what does it mean? It's the new Chatzar. What was new about it? Shechitchu Beidavar, that they were Mechadash and Naya Gzeira, a new Gzeira. The Amru, and they said Tful Yom Vayikonis B'Machan Leviyah, that even though until then Midaraisa Tful Yom was allowed to walk into Machan Leviyah, they were Goyzer at that point in time that a Tful Yom of a Baal Keri cannot go into Machan Leviyah. So this is a Gzera Derabbanan at the end of the day, like we see. And going back to what we were saying before, if he needs to go in to be Mitar himself from his Saras, we said he can go in to Machan Leviyah and stand by the door, even though he's a Tful Yom of a Baal Keri, because since that's the only way that he's going to become tar from his Taras, as he goes there to have the dam put on him. Therefore, over here we gave him a pass, over here we allowed him to go into Machan Leviyah, even though Midr Rabbanon, normally he's not allowed to go in.
And some of the Rabbanon would not allow Pesach Sheni?
Well, if he doesn't bring. In the cases that we say Himidu Devrim B'Makim Karis, so then Anachanami, he will be pushed off to Pesach Sheni.
Okay, so why would the Rabbanan make on their...
Because sometimes they felt...
Come, let him just bring a Pesach Sheni. Look, it's not even like an essay. It's not such a strike to say. I don't know how you refer to it. It's almost like a Lavanitic essay. You have your...
Right,
your
so,
bring a Pesach Sheni.
Okay, so let's just... let's just clarify for a second. When we say in all these cases, obviously the guy has an option to bring up Pesach Sheni, A, and B, is regardless, he's not going to be Chayav Karas because he's an Oinus. If Chazal were Hamidu Devarim B'Makom Karas, so at the end of the day, in Shemayim, he's not going to get punished for not bringing, we're not letting him bring. Mm-hmm. It just means to say that since this Asay is a Chomer Dika Asay, they felt that this Asay is so important, and Lamaisa L'Chatchila, Chomer Pesach is supposed to bring Rizmami, a person not allowed L'Chatchila go and say, I don't want to bring a Pesach Rishon, I'm going to bring a Pesach Sheni. Yeah, but it's only a Dinder Arbonon. So they felt that this Asay is so Choshev that it's Kedai to be Mevater on the Takana Der Arbonon, in order to allow him in. On the other ones, they didn't. Again, that's why you can't compare the Rabbanans to the other Rabbanans, because there's no rhymes and reason by the Rabbanans. Sometimes they felt that they had to put their foot down, and sometimes they didn't. But in these ones, the Enoch and Ami, there's an option of Pesach Sheni, but Afal Pikin, they felt that the Karban Pesach Bizmami is choshev enough that it's kedai to be mevater on the Gzeir der Rabbanan. Beis HaPras, and the third one was Beis HaPras. Titnan, Bisham and Bishamai Uvisil, both Bisham and Bisil agree, Shaboykin Loise Pesach, that if you have a Pesach Pras, which is a field that was had a cavern in it, and the field was plowed. So now we're afraid that the blade of the plowed the cavern, and then schlep bones along the field. So anywhere where one's walking, he might end up coming in contact with a Atzim Kesaira, with a bone that's the size of a Saira, which is the mimshir of a bone to be tamei b'magal masa, and therefore will become tamei. It's not a tamei ba'al, but at least b'magal masa will be tamei. Therefore, they were going to tumah na beis hapras. However, both Bisham and Beis Hillel agree shebaik l'mayis hapasach, that you could be boidik a beis hapras in order to be able to bring a karban pesach with tahara. We'll see what the bedika is in a moment. Ve'im baik l'mayis hachumah, but you can't be saimich on this bedika to be able to eat chumah. So, it's the fact that we allow you to use this bedika is a case of lohimidu devarim. We're not allowing this bedika. It's obviously not a foolproof bedika to the point that it's sufficient to gabit truma. So it means obviously the gezeira of beis hapras still stands, and nonetheless we're letting you use the bedika for a carbon pesach. Must be because of lohimidu devarim b'makom karas. My baitkim, what is this bedika that you're doing? Amar Yud Amar Shmuel Menafeach Beis HaPras V'Hoylach. You could do a bedika by blowing, meaning it's going to take time, but he goes, walks very slowly and blows the area in front of him before he steps there, because Mimanav Shach. If there's a bone that's very small, that's going to get blown away, and if there's a big bone, it's not going to get blown away, he's going to see it. So therefore, there's no more chashash, and that's enough to be soimachan to be able to bring the carbon pesach. Rav Yehuda bar Abayi, Mishmei Rav Yehuda Amar, a different etza, beis hapras shenidash. Once a beis hapras is trampled on enough that it's all stamped down, then tar becomes tar for carbon pesach. And the reason is, again, the whole chashash is there's bones that are the size of a barley. And like we said before, those bones are matam magamasa, they're not matam v'ayil. So once they're embedded into the ground, that you're not going to touch them and you're not going to move them, so then there's no chash. So kozman, the bones are loose. So then maybe as you're going, you'll touch them or you'll kick them, and that will be either maga or masa, because hesed making them move is equivalent to masa. But once they're stamped into the ground, that they're going to be now embedded into the ground, you won't have maga, you won't have masa. So then there's no more chash, and therefore, again, it's going to be tar. So you could rely on the fact that it was nidosh for the carbon pesach to say that you didn't become tamei, and therefore you could bring your carbon pesach.
What about shark kachshon? I know we're bringing, but the absolute
I mean, this b'risa didn't. Yeah. This b'risa happened to not discuss right other kachshon. But it's mavur in other sugyas that kachshon as well. Even though you're right that chuma is more lenient and chuma doesn't have a time limit at all, whereas kachshon does. But it's mavur in other sugyas that they were only makel for oisei pesach. They were not for other kachshon. But it happens to be, I didn't get into it now, but it's a machlokes rishonim. The first bedika for sure only works for karban pesach. Happens to be a machlokes rishonim, the second bedika, the beis hapras nidush, Some Rishonim hold that that works even for Kachim, but because it sounds like right, the whole gzeira is over.
There.
But Rashi understands here and in other places that even the second thing only works for Karm Pesach. Hadin Alacha Isha Mishto Yatame. If there was a person who was Tamei, or he was far away, and we'll see through the sugyas later on how far is called far away. So then, Yasesh, Belayas is a Rishon, and he didn't do a Pesach Rishon, so the Yasesh is Sheni, so then he's pushed off to do Pesach Sheni. Shagagatzi was a Sheni, he forgot about Karim Pesach, or he forgot that it was Pesach, whatever the case may be. Oinenas, or some Oinis happened, he wasn't able to go, he was in quarantine. Belayas is a Rishon, so then Yasesh is Sheni, so then, again, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. In Cain, if that's the case, if anybody who didn't bring a carbon pasach rishon ends up bringing a carbon pasach sheni, so why did the Torah specify these cases of tamei abederach chayko to teach us she'elu b'turim mikaros, that these are potter from karos, she'elu chayavim mikaros, whereas others are chayav karos? Now, it's from the mission itself, it's very not clear who the others who are chayav karos are, because a shaygig and ainis should be just like a tamei abederach chayko. So we're going to see in the Gemara that there's obviously more cases that the Mishnah is alluding to that the Mishnah didn't say beferish, and one of those cases the Gemara is going to say is mazid, and that's the one that's chayav karis. Meaning everybody could bring a pesach sheni, even a guy who b'mazid didn't bring a pesach rishon. However, if he has an oinis comparable to tamei and b'derech chayka, then he could be pushed off the pesach sheni. But if it wasn't the oinis, it wasn't b'shaykig, it was rather because he just decided not to do it, so Anachanami could bring a Pesach Sheni, but he's Chayav Karis.
Is there a limit for Mezid that he could bring?
Yeah, the Gemara will go through it. Itmar. Hoya Bederach Rechaika, let's say a person was Bederach Rechaika, Vishachtu Vizarku Olav, and they did Shecht for him. Now, according to this Shaila of the Gemara, if you, the Shaila is obviously if he was Bederach Rechaika, so he had a Ptura. But Afa Pikin, he sent a Shliach and they shechted for him. So does it work or does it not work? Now, obviously, if he was Bederach Rechaika far away that he's not capable of eating, for sure it's not going to work. The case was that he's Bederach Rechaika enough that he's halachically considered Bederach Rechaika, but he managed to get there on time to eat. Meaning, for example, the Pashtus is Bederach Rechaika means that he's far away enough now that he's not going to be able to get to Yerushalayim by the time the Shas HaShchita is over. So if he's far enough away that he can get to within the Tchum by Shkia, so he can get there by night, he's within the Tchum, but Lamaisa he wasn't able to get there by the day itself, he's called Bederach Rechaika. So if that person sent a Shliach to bring a Karban Pesach for him, and he ended up making it to Yerushalayim that night and eating the Karban Pesach, so do we say that he was Yotzei, or do we say that now that the Torah pushed him off and said that a Derech Rechaika brings Pesach Sheni, so even if he brought a Pesach Rishon, he's not Yotzei, and he's going to end up having to bring a Pesach Sheni. So Itmar.
Why Shas Shrita? Why not Shas Akilah?
Because
But
that's, we'll see later on where everything comes from, but that's the, according to this Shita, that's where the Gzeres HaKosov of Derech Rechaika is. Derech Rechaika means that he's not capable of, even though Shluch HaShalotim HaMoyseh Yikor was B'nei Ali Deir Shliach, Derech Rechaika means that he's not capable of being Makriv the Karban Pesach, means to say he can't get there on time to be Makriv it him himself. That's what's called, that's what the Torah considered Derech Rechaika. We're going to have other Shitas that one man number is going to say that Derech Rechaika means that he didn't walk in, even if he was capable of walking in. So, we're going with that Shita now. So, according to that Shita, if let's say he sent the Shliach and he did bring the Karban Pesach, what happens? So, Rav Nachman Amar Hurtzah. Rav Nachman says, now that he did bring it, he was Yotzei. Rav Sheshon Amar Hurtzah. Rav Sheshon says, no, he was not Yotzei. Rav Nachman Amar Hurtzah. Why mechasu tochos rachmona alav? If he was Bederach Chayko, the Torah had, so to say, rachmonas on him. I mean, the Torah gave him an exemption that if he doesn't want to be matriach himself to run and get in, he's not mechuyev to. But the avad tavi alav bracha. But avad, if he wants to rush and get in and be able to eat, tavi alav bracha. So then, so avad, he's here to the Karban Pesach Rishon. Sheish is Omar. Loi hurtza. If she says he's not yotze, meichel dachye rachmono ketame. When the Torah says that Derech Rechaika brings a Pesach Sheni, that means the Torah made somebody who is bederach chayko just like a tame, and therefore, just like a tame is not capable of bringing up a Pesach Rishon, so too a derach chayko. Now that the Torah exempted him from Pesach Rishon, the Torah says, no, you are not capable of bringing up Pesach Rishon. You don't even have that rishos. Rather, you're pushed off to Pesach Sheni, and even if you brought a Pesach Rishon, you're not yotzei. Amar Reb Nachman. Mina aminila. What's my raya that if you did bring it, your yotzei? It's non, because our Mishnah says Misha hoya tamei hoya bederach rechayka. You have a person who was either tamei or he was bederach rechayka. Veloy also es harishon, and he didn't make the Pesach Rishon. Yas es hasheni. He should bring the Pesach Sheni instead. Now this clause of veloy also es harishon is a little funny, right? Veloy also, which means he, it sounds like he punk didn't bring the Pesach Rishon. If a tamei, for example, it's not veloy also es harishon, he can't bring a Pesach Rishon. So we should just say misha hayu tamei oy bederach rechayka yas es hasheni. What does it mean? And the veloy also es harishon means it happened to be that he didn't bring the Pesach Rishon. It didn't happen to be; he wasn't able to. Must be michlal di bayavid. It's coming to say not a tamei obviously, but must be at least somebody that the Mishnah is referring to, which must be the derech rechayka, that he had the option of bringing a Pesach Rishon. And therefore, the Mishnah is saying, if he was bederech lechayka and it ended up not bringing the carbon Pesach Rishon, then he's pushed off the Sheni. But if he wanted to bring a carbon Pesach Rishon, avada he could have. So that's a beferish raya to Reb Nachman that if he sent a shliach to bring the carbon Pesach, he would be yotze. Reb Sheshes Amalach, Reb Sheshes, who says that a derech lechayka is pushed off and he can't be yotze, how is he going to read the Mishnah of Veloy Asas Rishon? So he'll tell you, ihachi, if you're going to say that the words Veloy Asos HaRishon in the Reish of the Mishnah is going on the people that the Mishnah mentioned explicitly, and it's not coming to Imarba, a new category of people that we didn't mention. So Ema Sefer, let's read the Sefer of the Mishnah. Sefer the Ketani, Shogag Oinenas, if a person was a Shogig or an Oinus, and that's why Veloy Asos HaRishon, he didn't bring the Karban Pesach HaRishon, Yasas HaSheni, he should bring the Karban Pesach HaSheni. Now again, you could make the same diak. If the Mishnah says loyasas harishon bichlali boyalid, it's mashma that if he wanted to, he could have brought a Pesach Rishon. Now in these two cases, how could he have brought a Pesach Rishon? Harei shagag, harei nenas. He was either a shagig or an oinus. That means he forgot about the Pesach Rishon. So of course it's loyasa, or an oinus. He wasn't able to bring the Pesach Rishon. So of course it was loyasa. So what does it mean veloyasa es harishon in the sefer? Elo, what are you forced to say? Mezik etoni badayu. That means this case of Veloy Asos HaRishon of the Seifa is coming to include another category of people that the Mishnah didn't say explicitly, which is amazed. Who had been anybody else who was Veloy Asos HaRishon, for example, a guy who purposely didn't bring the Karban Pesach Rishon, and he obviously was capable of bringing the Karban Pesach Rishon. Had he wanted to, he could have. He just opted not to. So he also could do the Pesach Sheni. So Hachanami, so the same way that we were Medayik in the Sefer, that the Loy Asa is coming to include a new category of people, which is Mezid, so Hachanami, going back to the Reisha, that which it says Loy Asa Sarishan is not going back on Tamei and Derech Rechayku, which would imply that they themselves had an option of bringing Pesach Rishain. Rather, it's referring to a third category of people that wasn't discussed yet, which is Oinen Ketani Badayu. We're talking about an Oinen, just like we learned at the end of last parak, an Oinon is allowed to bring. Because Aninus Laila is only the Rabbanon and Leyamidu Devrayim B'Makom Karetz. So an Oinon, if he didn't bring Pesach Rishon, he had the option to bring, but if he was Loy Asos HaRishon, if for whatever reason he was afraid he was going to become Tamei, or for whatever any other reason he didn't realize that it was Leyamidu Devrayim, but for whatever reason an Oinon decided not to bring the Pesach Rishon, so then he pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So the Loy Asa is not referring to Tamei B'Derech Rechayka, because they Taka had no option. Rather, it's referring to Einan, that an Einan could have brought if he wanted to, and it just happens to be that he punked, didn't end up bringing.
Then wouldn't that be amazing? Why did this Einan bring?
I mean, so this Einan,
we have a right. He's got
right.
Rabbanan did not make him there.
Right. So this Einan is sort of like amazing, right?
It's amazing.
You're right. The question is, why was it mentioned separately? Because this is a mazer. It's a little bit different than the other mazer. This is like a situational mazer, just like the first two were like a situational einus, like he was talking b'derech rechayka. So too, this is a situation.
No, it's not the same, because that the Torah says you don't need to bring it. Here, the Torah says an item you must bring.
Right.
Had a reason why not.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying that there's two types of mazid. There's a mazid who Bashat Nafesh decides not to bring, and this mazid was because of his aninus that he ended up not bringing.
It
could be, if first of all, it could be that he just didn't realize that he's allowed to bring.
And then why do you need that? You already have shaykh.
But this shaykh came about because it was an ayin. So it's a different type of shaykh.
There's many different types of shaykh.
And echanami, but this is a shaykh that came about through a zanina, so it's mentioned separately. It's but it could be more than that. Like I said before, it could be that he's afraid that he might become dummy, so he was afraid to bring. I don't know what that would be. I don't know if what la'alacha, that would be called a shaygig or a mazid. It's somewhere in between. I don't know what la'alacha would be.
Let's
say he's a nine, and he's not sure. Let's say he's before the burial. Let's say before the burial. He wasn't planning on touching, but he's not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm. So he didn't include himself in any
way. Right.
He pulled out of
the or he was tarred, and he ended up, because he was so tarred, he could have technically included himself in Chabur, but he, just because he was so tarred, it slipped his mind. I mean, he's a different situation. Mm-hmm. So you're right, if we're saying Shaygig and Mazid, we would know that Ayn is included somewhere, but it's not sure that the Tana should speak out Ayn by itself.
Okay, but he didn't speak it out.
He wrote a Rebuy for it. So, and therefore, he's included that's where the Layos is going on, and you have no deed that Layos is going on Derech HaChayke, that the Derech HaChayke had an option to bring. Omer Vashi, and that says Ravashi Masniz Nami Deika. It's Meduik from our Mishnah that an Einin and a Mazid are included in the Ribuim of the Mishnah. Dekatani, because this is the Kasha that Eilim was asking before, it says in the Seifa, Eilu Petur Mikaris, Eilu Chayavim Bikaris. The Mishnah asked the question, if it's true that the Torah includes more people, so then why does it only mention in the Pesukim Tamei Derech HaChayke and not others to say that these are Patarim Karas, whereas those are Chayavim Karas? Ah, hey, which ones are those going on? If it's going on to other ones that the Torah mentions, for example, Shaygig and Einis, Shaygig and Einis B'nei Karas, they know if they were Shaygig or they were Einis, they're not going to be Chayav Karas. Why should they be Chayav Karas? They were Shaygig, they were Einis. There's never a Chayav Karas for Shaygig and Einis. Elav Mazid must be the Einin, must be that the Mishnah mentioned Mazid and Einin, and they're the ones who are Chayav Karas, because Mazid is Chayav Karas because he's a Mazid, and Einin, obviously, we're going to have to consider that he was a Mazid for not bringing. He should have brought, and he's considered a Mazid for not bringing. Rav Nachman Amar Lach, Rav Nachman will tell you, Lo Ilam a Mazid L'chutei. No. That which we say, you're right, you have to add more into the Mishnah. But, Lav Dafi, you have to add both into the ratio and into the Seifa. Yes, you have to add Mazid into the Seifa because it's Meduyik from Hare'elu B'Karis, that obviously the Mishnah was talking about somebody else who's Chayav Karis, which is a Mazid. Masha Enkein, in the ratio, you don't have to say, the Layos as Arishin is not coming to add anything, it's just coming to explain the Derech HaChayke was Layos as Arishin because the Derech HaChayke himself had an option to bring the Karim Pesach Rishay. Now, if that's the case, so if that's the case, we shouldn't say the elu chayavin, lashon rabin, which it would sound like there's two categories who are chayiv if they didn't bring the carbon pesach rishon. It's not true. At the end of the day, there's only one. There's only mazid. There's no mazid and einin because the Mishnah never discussed einin. V'haylik tani chayavin. So why do we say lashon rabin chayavim? Aydi tani reisha p'turin lashon rabin because the reisha was talking about all the other categories. Tamei derech chayka. So, since the Reisha said Petur and Lashon Rabim, therefore Tana Seifa Chayavin, which is Lashon Rabim. So, at the end of the day, it comes out that there's two ways to learn the Mishnah. According to Reb Nachman, the Mishnah is talking about five categories of people. Tamei and Derech HaChayka is the Reisha, no one else, and therefore V'Loyas HaSarishin is Al Karcho going on Derech HaChayka to say that Derech HaChayka Punk didn't bring us a Rishon, but if he wanted to, he may. And then the Seif is talking about three categories, Shagig, Aynis, and Mazid. And that which we say is Chayav Karas is going only on Mazid. Reb Sheish has learned the Mishnah, we're talking about six categories of people. The Reish is talking about three, Tamei, Derech HaChayka, and Aynin. And the Loy also is referring to only Aynin, because Derech HaChayka is pushed off the Pesach Sheni. The second part of the Mishnah is talking about, again, Shaykh Gainis and Mazid. And when the Sefer says, Elu Chayam Karis is referring to two groups, it's referring to Einin and Mazid. So far, so either one would learn the Mishnah his way. Rav Sheshet has a way to be mitarif the Mishnah that a Derech HaChayka does not have an option to bring, and Rav Nachman is learning the Mishnah that someone who has the Derech HaChayka does have the option to bring. Okay.
It's a very big machlokes.